You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Nearly 70 Republican and Democratic members of the Texas State House are calling on the Texas Education Agency to not make public school students take the state's accountability exam, STAR, this school year. Concerns over COVID-19's effect on in-person learning, referred to as the COVID slide, as well as the pandemic's negative impact on student and faculty well-being, has prompted the group to make the request. Joining us now is the author of a letter to the head of the Texas Education Agency, Mike Morath. His name is Diego Bernal. He is a Democratic state representative out of San Antonio and vice chair of the House Public Education Committee. Representative Bernal, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Tell us a little bit about what exactly you and other lawmakers are asking for in this letter to Mike Morath.
Well, the letter really asks for two things. One, it says that the TEA should go to the federal government and ask them for waivers that would ultimately allow them to cancel the STAR exam. And in the event they don't want to do that, if they're going to administer the exam, to only use it as a diagnostic, meaning use it to chart the path to help students figure out where they're at, where they should go, what the rest of the school year should look like in terms of their learning, and make sure that teachers, classrooms, campuses, and districts aren't graded on the results of the exam in the E-through-F system. We're also asking for a pause of the accountability system in total because there's no way to really measure or grade in a fair way what's happening right now. I think you have to start with the assumption that educators and schools are doing the very best that they can. And if you're not starting there, then you've got a bigger problem than just this exam.
I just want to be clear about something because Mike Morath has said, look, we're going to go ahead, at least our thinking right now is we're going to go ahead and administer the STAR exam because we need to have some sense. We need to have some sort of way of knowing just where Texas students are, even in this unusual situation. That's okay by you and your colleagues. Is that right?
Well, I think we'd prefer that we don't do it at all. I think even the mechanics of administering the exam right now can cause a fair amount of anxiety and dread from both educators and students. But we understand the desire to get a measure. I'm not sure exactly what you're going to measure, though. Are you going to measure the kind of laptop and how effective that is, the internet connection, whether or not a student has a parent sitting next to them or not? There's so many variables. At the same time, if you think about it, this letter is more of a mental health letter. Students, teachers, counselors, parents, they're all sort of suffering right now trying to get through this. They need some sort of break. So if they do decide to administer the test and only use it for the purposes of a diagnostic, the public and the education system needs to know that the pressure is off, that they're not going to be graded, they're not going to be reviewed based on the performance of students.
Well, now, Representative Bernal, have you heard back yet on that letter from Mike Morath?
I have not, but I do know that on Friday, a number of business organizations like chambers from around the state and superintendents sent him a letter saying that they agreed that it should only be used as a diagnostic. They didn't go so far as to call for its cancellation, but they did say that it should not play a role in the accountability system, and the accountability system as a whole should be put on pause. So at this point, Morath and also the governor, Morath answers to the governor. The governor could easily make this call himself. I think both of them have everything they need from the top to the bottom, from the grassroots to the treetop, saying, this has to be different, and we need to do it differently. So I'm waiting for that shoe to drop.
Representative Bernal, if, in fact, neither the TEA chief or the governor do decide to put a hold or a pause on it, is there anything that, with the state legislature getting back into session, that lawmakers could do to force Morath's hand?
We could try. I mean, there might be in January or early on, there might be a scramble to get a bill through the House and the Senate up to the governor's office. The governor would still have to sign it, or he could veto it. And also, by that point, I think we'd be living under, and that would be 2-3 more months of sort of a STAR scenario for teachers and students. It just wouldn't be as effective. The bottom line is, they both have the ability to make that call now, and they might as well as we try to trudge through the next few months.
We should note we reached out to TEA Commissioner Mike Morath for an interview on the state of Texas public schools during COVID-19, have not yet received a response to that. We have been talking today to Diego Bernal. He is a Democratic state representative out of San Antonio, vice chair of the House Public Education Committee. Representative Bernal, thanks again for joining us on the Texas Standard.
Thank you so much.